It was a very positive report, and it's great to see the amount of work that's going on. But as far as Milford's concerned, this Housing for All plan finishes in 2026, and we have in Donegal County Council, and each electoral area is looking at three figures of social housing, 100, at least 100 and more, and all electoral areas except for Milford, on this Housing for All plan up until the end of 2026. And we have 10 in Tamney that will be completed by that stage. I don't believe any other ones that we're talking about. And the Milford electoral area, which is very few, will be even started, never chat about, completed by 2026. So I have to ask the question, and I've asked the question a number of times, and I will keep asking and keep putting pressure on all the time, is why is Milford electoral area being left behind? I know we've only three councillors, we're the smallest electoral area in the county, but I think we've been very, very badly left behind, and we've been very badly treated. But on the other hand, I do know that there's a lot of projects that and towns that we're trying to buy land on, and I've been actively involved in that myself as well, along with the council staff. And you know, but unfortunately, it's not going to be completed before the end of this present plan we're at the minute. But you know, I did have to vent my annoyance there today, and as I have done regularly at these meetings, to see if we can get Milford caught up with the rest of the electoral areas in our county.
You've suggested it could be actually 2030 before there's substantial progress made there.
That's looking like it. There may be one or two projects that hopefully will be completed before that, but it's going to be very late. And, you know, a lot of the towns in the Milford electoral area are under pressure for any houses does become available for... they're very close to holiday resorts. You have Rathbull, you have Port Salon, and you take Downings. Kerrygar's very close to Downings. Remelton is very close to Rathmullen. Port Salon, Fannet, Kerrykeel's all very close there. And then, you know, you have the any other towns just slightly outside that, there's pressure under that, under the pressure on them as well, as outside people that's looking to buy holiday homes. See, them is not too far away from these holiday resorts, and maybe get them that wee bit cheaper. So the locals are under huge pressure to try and get houses and try to buy houses. And therefore, the young people that's looking to get on the social housing list cannot get a house to rent, so they can be able to get housing assistance payment to the HAP scheme. And, you know, it leaves them very, very annoyed, and rightly so.